to Henry Mancini, please. Sunday night, and that means from high of beautiful Lake Osceola in downtown Jefferson Valley, New York, the John Mack Radio Show is on the air. Good evening, this is John McMullen, John Mack the Sun, welcome you to an abbreviated version of the 258th episode of the weekly John Mack Radio Show. The recordings for the previous 257 shows may be found at www.johnmack13.com under the radio show tab, and John Mack is J-O-H-N-M-A-C, so that's www.johnmack13.com. In addition to the previous radio show, you'll also find links to my online daily newsletter at my web home. The newsletter is a curation of 10 news articles from around the country and the world. Try it and subscribe. Only one email per day and it's free. Once again, that's www.johnmack13.com. Writers in the Hudson Valley should be aware that Thursday, December 20th, is the monthly meeting of the Mayapak Writers Group, held at the wonderful Freight House Cafe on Route 6 in Mayapak, New York, at 10 a.m. That night will be the regular weekly meeting of the same group, the rather expanded group, in the evening. Now in its 21st year, at 6:30 p.m. at the Mayapak Library on Route 6 in Mayapak. More than 100 books have been published by writers from this group. And on Friday evening, December 21st at 7 p.m. will be the monthly open mic at the wonderful Hudson Valley Writers Center in Sleepy Hollow, New York. Gluttons for Punishment may also hear me reading a poem at the Yorktown Town Board meeting on Tuesday, December 18th at 7:30 at Yorktown Town Hall on Underhill Avenue in Yorktown Heights, New York. People wishing more information on any of these meetings may contact me at johnmack13@gmail.com. That's johnmack13@gmail. Next week, my guest will be poet and writer Thomas Mulhall. That's M-A-H-A-L-L. This week's been a rather difficult one in Jefferson Valley because my 12-year-old Silky Terrier, the Falla, named after Franklin Roosevelt's Falla, F-A-L-A, had to have most of her teeth extracted. Have you ever seen an animal that was not sure what was happening but was in real pain? It's a very sad situation. When my wife and children had operations, they could tell me what was wrong, what they needed. The puppy couldn't. Now, today she's much better, but it's only 2 days after the operation. So, thanks to all who sent wishes to Fowler, and hopefully by next week when Thomas Mulhall's on, she'll be in good shape. Tonight's guest was supposed to be Susie Kaplan Olmsted, a writer, artist, and self-styled renegade from Los Angeles. Something must have come up, and she was not here for the pre-show meeting, and so she will not be on tonight. I will be taking calls for anyone that wants to call in with questions, and then we'll be cutting it short, and I will go and take care of my dog. Now, in the meantime, I will play one of my favorite songs that used to be on the on all the time, the Count Basie Band with April in Paris. I'm going to go right into another of my favorite songs. This is by Creedence, and I recognize it. as many of the regular listeners know, I am the poet laureate of the town of Yorktown, New York. Now that's a terrific honor. It doesn't bring any revenue at all, and it keeps me busy reading all over the place. This Tuesday night at the Yorktown board meeting, I'll be reading the poem called The Mendoza Line, which I'll share with you now. Under the Mendoza Line, in baseball means that the player has the batting average of under 200, a woeful performance. We do hear that term applied at times to other fields of endeavor, but is to be under the 200 line quite as bad in these other fields? In checking my poetry submissions through Duotrope, I find that in slightly over 300 submissions, I have an acceptance rate of 18.6%. In fiction, I have a 25% rate, but that's only out of 12 submissions. But Duotrope congratulates me for that, saying that my acceptance rate is higher than the average for members who submitted to the same markets. Now, of course, I'm totally confused. If 25% is exemplary, how bad can 18.6 be? Is it easier than Major League Baseball to get a hit than for the poet to get the poem accepted? Who the hell knows? I will just press on. And that will go to the song that I normally sign off with, and then I will say goodnight. And as I mentioned, to a very abbreviated version of the 258th episode of the Weekly John Mack Radio Show. Amazon, play Peaceful Easy Feeling.
Peaceful Easy Feeling from your library on Amazon Music.
That's for so peaceful, easy feeling tonight. Thanks, everybody, and good night.